Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries Radio Broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Good things are ahead. Good things are ahead to those who seek the Lord, who love God, who learn to trust Him, who put their faith in Him. Never make the mistake of putting your faith in the world system. As you follow God, as you learn His ways, as you seek Him to help you in life, to solve the problems in your life, to heal up, to go forward, God will give you all the information you can receive. And receiving is the key ingredient you need to go forward. Your faith comes from the areas of life that you've received God's word. The strength of your faith is according to the word, the amount of God's word that you received. When you hear God's word, when preachers are preaching, when they are teaching, some ministers teach the word of God. And we need teachers now. And we need true pastors and true prophets and true evangelists and true apostles. They teach the word of God. They encourage people in the wisdom of God. But everybody who benefit are those who receive it. Just because you got a man preaching the truth, that doesn't mean the people receive it. And the only people that operate by faith are those who receive God's word. And everybody receives something. Everybody receives from somebody. Whoever you look to, you receive what they say. If they love God, you receive the knowledge of God. If you love the world system somewhere, if you trust it in any way, people will speak it, and everything looks good from a certain point of view. The enemy is an illusionist, and he's good at making things look right. But that don't mean it is right. When Satan speaks, it's to destroy you. It's to bring you down. It's to keep you under. And he'll blame somebody else. And you're angry with people that has nothing to do with whatever happened to you. And because of misunderstanding, ultimately he blames God for your problems. So you'll get mad at God for the problems that you have. But when you study the word of God, you have to do the things that he said do in order for the right things to manifest in your life. When people decide not to work, that's the first thing the Lord said, be fruitful. You be just like the fruit. The fruit, it grows and develops to serve. So you be the same way. Get an education so you can serve mankind. There are many wonderful people that learn to be doctors and nurses and medical personnel so they can help people live. Some of them had a parent that died prematurely, and that was a burden, and they wanted to help other people not lose their family members. And they did something about the pain. They did something to work against the pain that they experienced. And some people are just interested. And some people, that's a field that pays a lot of money, and some people do it because of financial reasons, and they love the field. But when you seek out to serve, you can make a difference in somebody's life. And it is important to get paid. It is important to live a good life. That's not wrong. But you're doing something to get the money. You're not robbing somebody. You're not taking advantage of people. You're doing something, you know, it's a trade. Every field has its own trade value. Whatever you do, if you love it and you serve mankind, you will be blessed, and a lot of your problems will be solved. But now it's a generation where people are not actively trying to serve other people. But when you go back to the word of God and do what God said in the first place, your whole life starts a healing process. It starts going forward. And negative people will try to talk you out of it. And that's why you need a network of people who pray for you. Now, what I'm about to say is very important. I watched so many families. I used to have a mobile auto service. When I had my first business, I used to work on people's cars wherever they are, usually at their house. Sometimes I could work on them where they work, if it was something minor. And most of the time I worked on the car at their house. And I saw different situations. Every family is another situation. Every family has its own uniqueness. Some people, they were raised by grandparents. Some people were raised by one parent, usually the mother or the father. Most time it was mothers raising their children, and there was no father. But the people who taught their children the word of God, hear me good, people who prayed over their children and taught them the word of God did better. And their children was less likely to get in trouble because they had a network of people praying. They went to church, and people at church, the people that they see coming to church, people that love God will pray over you. You don't even have to ask them. But they're praying over your family. They pray for you. And if you do anything, if you have any kind of trouble, people immediately pray. And the strongest churches, they believe in prayer. They have a relationship with the Lord. And sometimes the Lord will alert you to what to pray for. He's done that for me, to pray for other people. If I hear about a need somebody has, I pray for them. And that really helps. It gets God involved. But some people don't have that kind of network. Their parents don't go to church. And their grandparents stopped going or never went. But they may have aunts and uncles that may go and try to take the children. But they have more problems because they have nobody praying for them. They have nobody teaching them the word of God. The Lord is coming back. Jesus is about to return. And nobody in their family is going to church and learning who God is and getting saved. So they're not praying. And they're aimlessly wandering through life. And while they're weak, the enemy tries to destroy their life. And people they trust to sin. They don't even question whether it's right or wrong. And they don't know what sin is doing to them. Not will do, is doing to them. It gets in your opinion. It gets in your conversation. It makes your life miserable. And they don't have anybody to help them out of it. But sometimes people see other people live they see other people with the same kind of problems, and they see how the Lord is blessing their life, and they go to church with them, or they get saved, and they start going, and then they try to get their family on board. And that helps. It works. Just imagine all the adults you know are praying for you and encouraging you in the things of God. And people make friends with people who are doing the opposite. But when you know what to watch out for, you know what to avoid. And it's important. The things of God are true. And everybody needs to get in on it. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Now, I'm going to say this. If you come from a home where people have ignored God, they don't go to church, they leave him out of the equation, their advice is to do whatever they're doing. And shacking up is okay. Doing things that's wrong is okay. You know, if a man want to marry a man, they say it's okay. If a woman, girl want to marry another girl, that's okay. That's not okay with God. That's okay with politicians. That's okay with people who want your vote. That's okay with people who are doing wrong. But it's wrong. And it will lead to judgment. Now, when they sin on purpose, that's going to usher in judgment and a lot of misery that comes with it. All forms of sin. God didn't say don't sin just to be doing it. It's going to kill you. It will kill you. It will take you out. It will shorten your life. And then it hinders God from operating in your life. Demons are behind the sin. Satan is behind all sin. He uses deception and fear tactics to get people to sin, and it won't work for their life. And he's trying to separate man from God. And we can't let him succeed. We're losing too many people to the world system. But those who have a relationship with the Lord, they'll come out of it. These broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, and the broadcast on the web is 30 minutes long, but we play the first half on the radio. And let your friends know, newlivingletters.com. Now, when people come to the Lord, they come as they are, but you have the responsibility of learning God's word so that you can live a better life. From the time you believe on Jesus, you will go to heaven if you stay in the love of God. If you stay in the love of God, you will fulfill the law. You won't even desire to do the things of old. You learn God's ways and they work, and you learn to trust God over time. And a lot of things may be new to you. You may fail. You may not always succeed like you desire, but God is working with you. Keep following him. He will not do you wrong. He will bless you. He will help you. And the Holy Spirit came to guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit came to guide you into all truth. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord will tell you all. Every time the Holy Spirit tells you something, it's going to be something you want to hear. Something that's lovely. Something that's easy to receive. Sometimes he will show you the truth of things. If you read the word of God, you'll see things as they truly are. The word of God will help you see through the mask. And you'll know who your true friends are and who your real friends are not. You'll know who's not your friend. And you'll know who your friend is. You'll know who's praying for you. You'll know who's not. You'll know who has your back. Because the Holy Spirit, if you pay attention to him, many people don't, but if you do, you'll start seeing things as they are. Now, this is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "This know also, that in the last days, which is now, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." Some people you just can't be around. They will bring you down. I'm sorry. Now, if you live somewhere and this is what's happening, you're going to have to remove yourself. Go get a job. And work towards getting your own place. If you're struggling, every time you're going forward, people are bringing you back down. Get another job. Go to church. People that want to bring you down, they're reluctant. If they follow you to church, they might get saved. Start doing positive things, and negative people don't like positive things. You can get free from the junk. You can get free from the junk and go to a good church where people love God for real and they're doing his word. The way you know whether it's a good church or not, if you study the word and they're doing the word of God, their fruit will be good fruit. And the people there, they love you. They're praying. They're not trying to make money off you. They're not trying to trap you into something. They're trying to be a blessing to you. Now, there are bad churches too. There are bad people, because some people, they love the world, and it's just how they are. But there are people who really love God. And if the Lord give you a dream about where to go, that's the Holy Spirit guiding you. Go where he's guiding you. Pray for what. Ask the Lord to show you where you need to be, what church home to have. And that's how it works. the Holy Spirit will cause you to hear about a church, and that'll be right where He wants you to be. You're at a point you can receive from that church, and they need you, and they can be a blessing to you. You need a network of people praying for you and your children. Understand full well, Satan's trying to destroy you and your children. He don't want you to know God, and God loves every soul. Some people just will not go forward in the things of God. But if you really want to help people that you love and care about that's acting negative right now, you got to sometimes change your environment and go where you can get some strength, and then you can come back and help them. And you, from the time you get saved, you can start praying for people. Start praying for everybody you know, and you'll see how wonderful prayer really works. Satan is taking people out. He's making people miserable. He's destroying lives, and that's not necessary. We're watching our family get on drugs and be strung out. That's not good. But if you study the Word of God, He will guide you into all truth and help you come go forward. There are people out there that really love God. And when you find good people, don't let the devil divide you of true friends that God has sanctioned. Sometimes the people God put in your life, you need to be a blessing to them, and they'll be a blessing to you. And that's how the body of Christ works. It's not a one-man show. I do these broadcasts, but I get strengthened when I go to church. When the Lord tell me hard things, I get confirmations from people. They don't even know it, but the Holy Spirit give me the confirmations I need. People pray for me because they see me go to church, and they see me, and they're reminded to pray for you. If you have a problem, they'll pray for you. It works. I survived my childhood because my parents were praying for me. That was several times I almost got killed, and they don't even know it. So they were praying for me. There were times I would have gotten in trouble. I could have been in prison or something, but they were praying for me. A lot of things that I had thought to do and shouldn't have been doing was not done because my parents were seeking the Lord and praying for me, as well as other Christians. And I happen to come from a very good home and a very good neighborhood. But Satan is out there too. Wherever you go, Satan tries to, he's trying to figure out a way to hinder you. It's not God causing pain in your life. It's your enemy. And from the time you start seeking the Lord, he's going to show his face. But keep following God. He's going to try to make you turn and change your mind. But keep following the Lord. Jesus is the only way out of this misery. The world system is a terrible misery, and it don't work. You can't trust it. And then there are strongholds. There are places where some people you don't need to be around. Not only just gang activity, but negative thinking, negative people. And if your children's trying to get away from a gang, use the wisdom of God. Pray for your children. Tell Satan that he cannot kill your children. You're just going to have to read the scriptures that tell you about authority. Matthew chapter 16 and Matthew chapter 18 and Luke chapter 10. You got to study it and speak it and pray for your children. People will kill your child just to join a gang. Because people in the last days, I just read about how in 2 Timothy chapter 3, I just read about how people are now. And so many people are negative. They don't know God. Some of them will get saved, but some of them won't. And they're looking for people that they can rip off. They're looking for people they can harm. Because that's how their mind works. Now, as you follow God, you can be protected. You can protect your children through prayer and taking authority over Satan. I learned these things because I went to good churches. I was around people that learned these things. Some things I didn't learn in the church growing up. And then there are things that I did learn in church growing up. See, people know in part. Every minister knows in part. My dad knew in part. I know in part. And people act like they know in part. But that's not the problem. The Lord has people out there on the radio, on TV. They know in part and they can help you. My life was not blessed by just one preacher. Several people. I listened to many preachers. Some people say, well, you'll get confused listening to different preachers. Not if you love God. Because if you study the word for yourself, you'll detect the Holy Spirit. You'll detect his wisdom. And some people know things in a way others don't. And you'll be able to receive it and go forward. Remember, the faith you operate in is the word that you received. Some people are groomed to reject certain parts of God's word. But if you receive it, you can operate in it. And it'll be a blessing to you. And it'll be real. And it'll be true. And you can go forward. But when you reject it, you can't be blessed by it. That's why it's so important to hear the word of God. See, some things you'll hear by just obeying God and listening to the word of God, you're going to hear it again and again. And you may eventually you'll receive it. Because it's going to start making sense. When people love the world system, the things of God is the opposite way of thinking. That the world system is different than the logic of God. The world system is the logic of Satan. And it's not true. It's different and opposite to the knowledge of God. But as you learn the knowledge of God, you'll see the lies for what they truly are. You'll see the true things for what they truly are. You'll know what's right. And you'll be clued in to the things that's wrong. So that you can avoid it. And you'll have knowledge. You'll have intelligence. A lot of people, they don't have intelligence. Because they don't listen to the word of God. They chose not to. You want intelligence. You want biblical intelligence. The word of God is true. It can't fail. So if you trust it, you can't fail. If you live it, you don't fail. And the part of God's word that you receive, that's where you'll have faith. That's where you'll have true life. That's where you'll really thrive and go forward. That's what I want to see for everybody. See, the way it goes, you hear the word. Paul said, how can they hear without a preacher in Romans? You hear the word. And eventually, you may disagree with it in your mind, but when it gets in your heart, it becomes faith. And then the Holy Spirit has something to work with. And when it becomes faith, you believe it, you act on it, you speak it, and then it works. It changes the facts in your life. And this is how it works. The facts in your life, it's true that you may feel bad. It's true that you may be sick. It's true that somebody you love may have died. But it's also true when you hear the word of God, a healing process starts. The Lord will give you wisdom. And you'll be able to do something against the wiles of the enemy. And the areas of life he tried to damage you. And the things he did to bring you low. You'll be able to go forward and heal up as you continue to do God's word. Not to mention the blessings. When people are taught not to work and they learn to beat the system and get government help and food stamps and they there's nothing wrong with their body or mind, but they're staying in the system and they're not trying to better themselves and go forward and learn trades. And build businesses and get educated and go forward. They don't know the value of it. They can't. All they know is what they've seen others do. And they're in a negative trap. A lot of people are even wealthy in a negative trap. They decided there's no God. They're worse than the people on food stamps that's in a negative trap. Because a fool said that there's no God. When there's no God, there's no help coming. Whatever happens to you, it stays that way. But that's not true. God is. And he's helping people all the time. And they believe him because they receive his word.
And not reject him.
There are people who trust their money. The banks are going to fail, folks. Everything's going to change. Banks, that they can't help you. When you have terminal diseases, the bank can't help you. The money in your bank can't help you. You can pay somebody to try to help you, but that doesn't mean it's going to work. You can leave money to others, but you're going to be broken in just a few hours. Because once you die, you own nothing. You don't even own yourself if you die apart from the Lord. Satan, he will reveal how he deceived you, and hell will own you. And you won't be able to leave. But there's no hell, somebody say. Okay. But you can't. But the people who thought just like you or just like that, they can't get out. They can't come back and warn their friends. They are trapped. They are burning. And it's hot. And it's bad. I've been there. But people say, well, I just don't believe. It don't matter what you believe. The people that go to hell have one thing in common. They're trapped and they can't get out. They'll never drink water again. They'll never shop again. They'll never enjoy anything of life again, ever. They'll never have the things they have now. They'll never see anything but the fire and the misery that's trapped in hell with them. It's not worth it. But if you investigate God's word, you will have intelligence. And you won't be basing your future on a false assumption. Now, people have so many assumptions. But the word of God will teach you the truth about what happened. When you read the Genesis account, and all throughout the word, how things are going and how things end and what happens in between, you begin to see and understand that you're in a war that has already begun a long time ago, thousands of years before you were born. And you'll see how the enemy tried to kill and stop our Savior before he was born. Before God became man, he set up the world to hate and destroy him. And everybody who stands for Jesus Christ, the enemy tries desperately to stop them in their tracks. He uses lies and deception, pride and lust. All forms of greed, pride, worldly way. The ways of this world is enmity against God. And he don't want people to know who they can really be in him. He's trying to keep God a secret. Our colleges are grown no different. We train our children to love God, and they train them against it. They try to teach our children off our dime that we're paying them for them to go to college. They try to teach them to be a humanist. It's very important to train your children in the way that they should go. Satan has so many traps out there to hinder you from knowing God. Friends, college professors, atheists, college professors, people that have decided to do wrong. They don't value God's word. But God loves us all. He loves them. He loves the people that don't love him. And wants us to love him just like he loves us. And it works. Remember, people are going to do wrong, but don't take it personal. It's best not to take it personal. The Lord has to work with us. He loves all of us. And what people decide to do has nothing to do with what God will do in your life. If you believe God, you'll have the blessings of the Lord. People people will try to hinder you. They're not going to always understand. But you can take God at His word. And you can go forward when others don't. Your life can be the light that they need to see. And everybody has a voice. And everybody has a purpose. Even the wicked, God has a better purpose for them. See, when people get saved, the things of God are activated. And the treasures that God put in their heart is activated. The things they can do is amazing. And the things you can do is amazing. And the things of God activates the treasures that God already put inside you. You are designed to solve certain problems in this world. But you'll never know them unless you draw near to the Lord. And do the things that He guides you to. And you will be and do all the things that God has in store for you. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.